Bullying is an epidemic and remains a growing concern. While new research shows popular kids may actually help end peer bullying, the long-term effects linger long after high school ends for those who are victimized. Here now to talk about the importance of teaching kids to be upstanders, not bystanders, is Dr. Colleen Logan, past president of the American Counseling Association and program director of the Marriage, Couple, and Family Counseling at Walden University. Welcome, Dr. Logan.
Thank you.
It is great to be chatting with you today. I am a teacher and a middle school teacher. I've been teaching for 20 years. So this is something that, you know, I do have to tend to from time to time. So help us out here. How do bullies pick their target?
Well, as a teacher, you know this even better than I do. We know that a third of our youth report being bullied at school each and every single day. And really, anyone can be a target of bullies. Kids resort to bullying in order to gain power, to retaliate, to cause harm. And bullies really look for kids who are vulnerable or seen as loners. Our sexual minority youth are at risk. But really, kids who show any kind of difference are really at risk. You know, it could be different color hair, different ethnic background, you know, weight, height. It really, you know, it doesn't really make sense, but we know that kids who appear different or are perceived to be different can be targeted.
So what are some of the warning signs that we need to be aware of bullying? I know a lot of this kind of goes underground.
Yeah, as you know, in terms of kids who are targets, you know, they want to avoid school. Of course, that's understandable because that's where they're being harassed. And they start developing excuses for not going to school, come home with missing items or torn clothes. You may see, you know, grades drop because we know that it's really hard to focus on your schoolwork when you're being physically or verbally harassed. But in parents' defense, if you're showing up as a parent and you're seeing these signs, if you think your kid is being bullied, the fact is you're probably right. And if your child's being bullied, you need to intervene and stand up for your kids against the bullies.
So that's something parents can do if their child is being bullied. But what about if you know your child is the bully?
Yes, that's really an important question because you have to also address if you hear through peers or through other parents that your child is being a bully, it's likely that that's true, and you have to be engaged and actively address that that's not okay. It's not okay to be a bully.
Well, how can we encourage more people to stand up to bully?
Well, first of all, we need to educate our kids that it's okay to stand up to bullying. I mean, it used to be we thought that popular kids were doing the bullying. Now we're finding out with recent research that popular kids are actually standing up against the bullying and having a bigger impact even than teachers and school administrators because there's a real strength and opportunity in being an upstander. I mean, we know that when elementary kids stand up to bullying, more than half the time, the bullying stops within 10 seconds.
Those are phenomenal statistics. So what are, when we look at these kids that are enduring this bullying, which, you know, breaks my heart to know that anyone out there is going through such a situation, what are some of the long-term effects of bullying on these children?
Well, we know that thousands of lives are lost each year. Kids are committing suicide rather going to school one more day and facing a bully. And we know that those who survive bullying, make it through the teenage years into adulthood, they're experiencing symptoms of anxiety and depression and may even consider suicide later in life. And here's the scary fact. Kids who are bullied by their peers actually suffer worse long-term effects than children who are physically, emotionally, or sexually abused by their parents.
That is startling. That is really startling. I know as a teacher, I work really hard to try to teach kids to be upstanders because being a bystander makes you part of the problem in my mind, just sitting back and watching something happen and not standing up. So where can we go get more information about standing up to bullies and teaching everyone at any age to be an upstander?
Here at Walden University, we have a great website that has tips and examples. The website is www.waldenu.edu/bullyprevention. And again, you can find tips and examples of where kids are standing up. I mean, if you look at some of the recent headlines, for instance, that football player from Florida State who went to the school and sat and had lunch with the boy who no one ever sat with, that made a difference. There's also a story about a child who is deaf and bullies threw his backpack into the toilet. Well, his classmates rallied around him and raised over $800 in about 3 hours to help him replace his books and his hearing aid. That makes a difference. Standing up, saying that's not okay, reaching out, that's how we're going to interrupt and disrupt bullying.
You know, you're right. Sometimes it just takes one person to turn the tide. But we need more than one person out there doing this and getting everything turned around so that bullying, so that kids can go to school and participate fully in life without fear of being bullied. I really do believe it's about taking the power away from the bullies. And like you said, there's some great ways that we can do this. So www.waldenu.edu/bullyprevention. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, that would be a great source for parents, teachers, and is it good for kids, too, to check out? And
absolutely. Kids, adults, I mean, we know bullying is devastating, and we can stop it if we stand up to it.
I think that's a great stand to end this conversation on, standing up to bullying. So thank you so much, Dr. Colleen Logan, for joining us and helping bring awareness to something that I see as a very important problem we need to take care of. Thank you.
Thank you.